And it's finished Finn Harps 0, St Patrick's Athletic 2. A good performance from Harps, but St Pat's good value for their win. They showed class and quality to come away with another big victory for them. They've enjoyed such a good start to this season and they have won again tonight. Their goals coming on 29 minutes from Billy King, and then on the hour their second arrived through Matty Smith. A good goal from Smith, a flicked header from close range after Coughlin had provided the pass from the right hand side. King's opening goal, from a Harps point of view, a disappointing one to concede. He was able to evade a few challenges before getting his shot away. It was a fine effort. It beat Mark Anthony McGinley to give St Pat's the lead. Before that, Carlo Sullivan had gone close for Harps. John Mountney had almost given St Pat's the lead on 24 minutes, but that opening goal eventually arrived just before the half hour mark. 1-0 in front at half time. St Pat's were good value for their lead, but Harps played well in the early stages of the second half as well. Dave Webster going closest with a shot from just inside the area, which was saved by the St Pat's goalkeeper Yaros. Harps made a few changes just before the hour. Sean Boyd, Adam Foley and Stephen Doherty were all introduced in a triple substitution, but just after that St Pat's got their second goal, and even with a half an hour still to play at that stage, one sensed they were on their way to victory. There was a first team debut tonight for Finn Harps for Johnny Dunleavy, who has joined the club after being released by Sligo Rovers. He played well, and Ryan Rainey came off the bench as well for his Finn Harps debut. Another impressive performance from a new man tonight. Rainey will be happy with his display. There were five changes tonight for Harps from the side that drew down in Longford, and while they played well, they'll be disappointed not to have taken anything from this one. Next up for them is the visit of the champions Shamrock Rovers next Friday night. From Finn Park in Balbuffet, it's finished. Finn Harps 0, St Patrick's Athletic 2. Jeremy Doherty for Highland Radio Sport.